This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Stress, for a lot of people, stress is everywhere. There's money pressure, there's work pressure, there's life pressure. But while we talk a lot about how stress affects our mood and perhaps our sleep, we don't always talk about what it's quietly doing to our hearts. Well, joining us is Nikki Dent, CEO of Heart Research Australia. Nikki, welcome to Drive.
Oh, thanks for having me on.
When stress becomes our normal, what's actually happening inside our body?
Yeah, so RedFeb is Heart Research Australia's annual campaign to help raise awareness about heart disease, and we encourage people to wear red and donate to help fund heart research. And this year we're focusing on stress because stress has become a bit of a silent epidemic of modern life. With the cost of living pressures rising, all sorts of things in our modern lives are being stressful. And nearly half of Australians are saying financial worries are the biggest factor affecting their well-being. And chronic stress, which is defined as persistent stress, doesn't just affect the mind, it's quietly affecting our hearts. And that increases the risk of heart disease, heart attack, and even sudden cardiac events. So 40% of Australians are saying they feel stressed every week, and 48% say financial worries are the most thing that's most affecting their well-being. And chronic stress and depression account for about one-third, that's 32% of the overall risk of developing heart disease, and that's comparable to smoking and even greater than diabetes or hypertension.
Nikki,
go for it.
I was going to say, what's the difference between, say, you know, you might have a deadline, you know, there's a sudden burst of stress compared to, say, you know, that long ongoing stress that so many of us are living with right now?
Yeah, so acute stress, which is short-term stress, can cause sudden cardiac events, while chronic stress, even at low levels, can lead to high blood pressure, increased cholesterol, and a higher risk of heart disease. So acute stress is a short-term situation that triggers the fight or flight response, and chronic stress is a persistent pressure. So, for example, from a debt or a bad job, and it can keep the body on high alert and significantly affect health risks as the body can't recover.
Are there any warning signs that we often brush off that we perhaps should take notice of?
Yeah, so sort of poor sleep, waking up groggy, you might get constant feeling tension or headaches, you might be snapping at small things or feeling foggy, you could be restless at night or just generally feeling unable to switch off. And if any of those sound familiar, it's time to have a think about doing something about it. So there's some simple everyday steps that can help bring stress systems back into balance. And that's through connecting with yourself, with others, and with nature.
Please continue, Nikki.
Yeah, so for yourself, what can help is for stress is deep breathing exercises, journaling, yoga, or simply pausing to notice how you feel. And connection with others can be really helpful. A hug, a laugh, sharing a meal, volunteering, or spending time with friends and family. And these can lift our spirits and help reduce our stress. And I don't know if you've heard of nature bathing, but just an hour outdoors can help cut stress and hormone levels, stress hormones, and lower blood pressure. So a hug, a laugh, a walk in the park, they're not luxuries, they're medicines for your heart. So great to try and weave them into your day. Even if you're not feeling stressed, your body will thank you for it.
Nikki, I was thinking today, I was sitting at my desk and I was doing some work, and my dog Lucas was putting his paw up on my knee saying, "Come on, Dad, take me for a walk." And I was a bit stressed, and I'm going, "Oh, I just took you for one an hour ago." And I thought, all right, so okay. So we went out for a walk, and I went from a stress state to feeling so good and so calm. We went for a nice stroll. I let him sniff the trees. It was relaxing. And I sort of thanked him afterwards and said, "Oh, thanks for that, Lucas. You must have noticed that I was feeling a bit stressed." So a walk can be quite powerful, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Being outdoors, and our stress systems are designed to spike and then return to baseline. So it's really important to try to get them back into that baseline. But by going for a walk with your dog, that's really helping it get back to normal again. And there's really not much we can do to avoid that stress, but what we can do is how we respond to that stress. So you did absolutely the right thing, go for a walk and enjoy your time with your dog.
We're chatting with Nikki Dent, CEO of Heart Research Australia, about stress, heart health, and how Red Feb is encouraging small daily resets. Nikki, Red Feb is doing things a bit differently. How is the bingo challenge designed to support people rather than stress them out?
Yeah, this Red Feb, Heart Research Australia is inviting people to join the Red Feb Bingo Challenge, and it's a free, fun way to reset your stress and support your heart health. It's not just about another tough challenge. It's about ticking off small, surprisingly simple things across the four M's of heart health, and that's meals, movement, measurement, and mental attitude. So meals, invite a friend over for a home-cooked meal or try a heart-healthy recipe. Movement, try and get movement into your day. Take the stairs, dance in the kitchen, go for a walk with a friend. Measurement, go and get your heart health checkout, get your blood pressure checked, your cholesterol checked, and your other key health measurements. And mental attitude, try some deep breathing exercises, laugh with a friend, or even spend an hour in nature. So this Feb, we invite everybody to wear red, join the Bingo Challenge, and help raise funds for life-saving research. Nikki, and you can look at heartresearch.com.au if you want to find more information and to download your bingo card.
Oh, I'm going to get one. I've got the red on today, so just got to get the bingo card. Nikki, really good to chat with you. Such an important conversation and such a simple thing we can do as well.
Pleasure. Thanks for your support.
Thanks for joining us. That is Nikki Dent, CEO of Heart Research Australia. And if you want to learn more, speak to your healthcare professional or visit, as Nikki said, heartresearch.com.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.